Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nightnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The new map, Energy, Climate, and the Clash of Nations by Daniel Yergin examines how shifts in energy supply, technology, and geopolitics are reshaping global power. Building on his long-standing work on oil and international affairs, Yergin connects the shale boom, the rise of liquefied natural gas, and the strategic contest among the United States, Russia, China, and key Middle East states. The book frames energy not only as a commodity story, but as a driver of national security, economic resilience, and diplomatic leverage. It also places climate policy and the energy transition at the center of future competition, showing how decarbonization goals intersect with real-world constraints like infrastructure, affordability, and reliability. Rather than treating energy and climate as separate debates, Yergin presents them as an integrated map of interests and vulnerabilities. For readers trying to make sense of headlines about pipelines, sanctions, critical minerals, and net zero commitments, this book offers a coherent narrative of why energy remains a defining force in global affairs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, energy is geopolitics, power, security, and statecraft. A central theme is that energy markets are inseparable from national strategy. Yergin explores how access to oil and gas, control of transit routes, and the ability to influence prices can translate into diplomatic leverage and security advantages. Energy security appears not only as protecting supply, but also as managing vulnerability to disruption, whether from conflict, sanctions, cyber attacks, or domestic instability. The book highlights how states think in terms of choke points, spare capacity, storage, and alliances, and why energy decisions often override purely economic logic. It also clarifies why producers and consumers interpret the same market events differently. A price spike can be fiscal relief for exporters and political crisis for importers. Through this lens, infrastructure projects such as pipelines and LNG terminals become strategic assets, while sanctions become tools that reshape flows and alliances. The result is a practical framework for understanding why energy policy is rarely just about efficiency or emissions. It is also about sovereignty, deterrence, and the constant balancing act between dependence and autonomy in a world where the flow of molecules and electrons affects the balance of power. Secondly, the shale revolution and the reordering of the oil and gas world. The book explains how the US shale boom transformed global energy assumptions by turning a major importer into a leading producer, an influential exporter, and influential exporter. This shift altered relationships within OPEC and between OPEC and non-OPEC producers, changed expectations about scarcity, and introduced a new kind of supply that responds faster to price signals than many conventional projects. Yergin ties this to broader consequences, new trade patterns, domestic economic impacts, and a recalibration of foreign policy priorities. He also looks at the competitive dynamics created by flexible shale production, including price wars, investment cycles, and the challenge of maintaining profitability while sustaining output. The discussion extends to natural gas, where shale unlocked abundant supply and helped expand LNG, enabling countries to diversify away from single suppliers. At the same time, the shale story illustrates limits and trade-offs, including environmental concerns, regulatory pressures, and investor demands for capital discipline. Overall, the shale revolution is presented as a structural change that reshaped market power, diluted some traditional producer leverage, and complicated the geopolitics of energy by adding a powerful new swing source to the system. Thirdly, Russia, Europe, and the strategic use of energy. Yergin focuses on the long-running entanglement between Russian supply and European demand, showing how geography, infrastructure, and history created deep interdependence. The book describes why pipelines matter strategically. They can lock in long-term relationships, reduce flexibility, and create political flashpoints over transit states and contract terms. Energy becomes a tool of influence not only through outright cutoffs, but also through pricing, timing, and the signaling power of infrastructure decisions. Europe's pursuit of market liberalization, diversification, and climate goals intersects with immediate needs for affordable and reliable supply, producing persistent tension between policy ambition and system realities. Yergin also explores how LNG, storage, and interconnectors can reduce vulnerability, while sanctions and diplomatic pressure can reshape investment and trade flows. The broader point is that energy dependence is not a static condition. It is continually renegotiated through infrastructure build-out, regulatory choices, and security events. By tracing the logic on both sides, the book helps readers understand why European energy debates often double as geopolitical debates and why shifts in supply sources can have consequences that reach far beyond utility bills. Fourthly, China and the new great game for resources and routes. Another major topic is China's approach to energy as a foundation of national development and geopolitical ambition. Yergin outlines how China seeks to secure supply through diverse import sources, long-term contracts, overseas investment, and the development of strategic transport routes. This includes attention to maritime choke points and overland corridors, and the way infrastructure, finance, and diplomacy can work together to reduce perceived vulnerability. The book also links China's energy posture to industrial policy, highlighting the importance of manufacturing capacity and control over key parts of supply chains. Even as China scales renewable energy and electrification, its near-term demand for oil and gas remains significant, creating a dual strategy: accelerate new energy technologies while safeguarding conventional supply. Yergin frames this as a competitive landscape in which the United States and its partners respond with their own alliances, trade policies, and security commitments. For readers, the value is in seeing energy not as a narrow sector, but as a core arena of strategic competition, shaping everything from shipping and infrastructure to technology standards and the politics of resource-rich regions. Lastly, climate, the energy transition, and the reality of trade-offs. The book treats climate change and the energy transition as defining challenges that will reshape markets and politics for decades. Yergin examines how net zero commitments, carbon policy, and technological innovation are changing investment signals and public expectations. He emphasizes that transitions are not instantaneous substitutions. They involve complex systems where reliability, affordability, and scale matter. This means that decarbonization is likely to be uneven, with different countries moving at different speeds based on income levels, resource endowments, and political constraints. The discussion highlights the role of natural gas, renewables, and electrification, while also acknowledging the continuing role of oil in transportation and petrochemicals. The book also points toward new geopolitical pressure points created by the transition, including competition for critical minerals, the location of manufacturing capacity, and the security of electricity grids. For readers, the core takeaway is a balanced view of ambition versus implementation. Progress depends not only on targets, but on permitting, supply chains, infrastructure, innovation, and public acceptance. The energy transition becomes a new map of winners, losers, and contested priorities. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear, big-picture understanding of how energy and climate shape world politics, including policy professionals, business leaders, investors, students, and informed general readers. It is especially useful for anyone who follows international news and wants to connect seemingly separate stories such as sanctions, pipeline disputes, LNG expansion, industrial policy, and net zero pledges into one coherent framework. The practical benefit is better decision-making. You gain vocabulary and context to evaluate risk, spot strategic incentives, and understand why governments and companies behave the way they do when crises erupt. It also helps readers think more realistically about the energy transition by emphasizing constraints, timelines, and system complexity rather than treating decarbonization as a simple swap of technologies. Compared with many books that focus only on climate policy or only on oil geopolitics, the new map stands out for integrating the shale revolution, great power competition, and the transition into a single narrative. Its value is the way it translates technical and political complexity into an accessible map of interests and consequences, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers seeking durable context beyond daily headlines. If you would like to support Daniel Yergin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.